With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A New York judge has lifted a gag order that barred Donald Trump from maligning court staff in his fraud trial. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The gag order barred the former president from commenting about court personnel in the civil trial. For now, it has been paused by appellate judge David Friedman, who raised concerns that it violated Trump's free speech rights. Friedman questioned Judge Arthur Engoron's authority to police Trump's speech outside the courtroom, such as his frequent gripes about the case on social media and in comments to TV cameras in the courthouse hallway. I'm Norman Hall.
The GOP-led House Ethics Committee has found Congressman George Santos of New York violated federal law and referred its findings to prosecutors.
The House Ethics Panel found, quote, substantial evidence that Representative Santos had broken federal law, ending a nearly nine-month probe in setting up the stage for another likely effort to expel the embattled first-term congressman. According to the 56-page report released Thursday, investigators found evidence that Santos used campaign funds for personal purposes, defrauded donors, and filed false or incomplete campaign finance and financial disclosure reports. Edwin Mora, Washington.
As a result, Santos announced he will not run for re-election. California authorities arrested a college professor in the death of a Jewish protester during demonstrations over the Israel-Hamas war. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office says the 50-year-old suspect was arrested Thursday and will be booked into jail on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter. The pro-Israel demonstrator who died early November 6th at a hospital was 69-year-old Paul Kessler. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 45 points. This is SRN News. Disney World is handing out pronoun pins to its workers.
According to a number of park employees who spoke to the Daily Caller, the entertainment giant is now requiring all staff to wear name tags that include their so-called gender identity. A Disney memo says, quote, pronoun name tags help us understand each other more and bring a positive impact within our community. The company has fully embraced the LGBT agenda, adding gay characters to their cartoons and hosting homosexual events at its parks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge ruled he won't immediately block the state's ban on same-sex change operations for children, delivering an early setback to families who want the new law found unconstitutional. The plaintiffs have also asked for a preliminary injunction that would temporarily block enforcement of the statute as their case proceeds. A hearing set for January on that request. Under the law, it's a felony for a health care provider to perform a sex change operation. A temporary funding bill has been passed in the Senate, averting a government shutdown.
The Senate worked into the night Wednesday to pass the spending bill with just days to spare.
Yeas are 87, the nays are 11.
The package keeps government funding at current levels with split deadlines on January 19th for some agencies and February 2nd for others. It does not include the White House's $106 billion supplemental funding request. Mike Johnson, who replaced Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker after a battle over spending, is pushing for deeper cuts and has vowed not to support any further stopgap funding measures. But the House GOP's inability to present a united front could undercut his ability to negotiate. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. health inspectors found a host of sanitation and manufacturing problems at an Indian plant that recently recalled eye drops sold in the U.S. The problems included cracked floors, barefoot workers, and manipulated test records. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.